As you probably know, the morphological analysis is usually done using morphological dictionary. However, morphological dictionary gives for every word form usually possible several possibilities, especially for languages like Czech, which is a very homonymous language. So more than the majority of word forms are assigned more than one morphological tag, and it is necessary to disambiguate the output from automatic morphological analysis. This is done by several methods. We use statistical methods, but for using statistical methods, we need some data, some all right data, that is necessary to prepare by hand. And for preparation of those data, for manually prepared disambiguated data, we need a tool, and I am going to present you that tool, which is this tool law. So input into this annotation tool is a morphological annotated and lemmatized text, which comes from automatic morphological analysis. So every word form is given all possible lemmas and all possible tags. And the annotator who uses this annotation tool has to choose between, among all the possibilities, the right one, or possibly more than one. An output of this tool is a morphological annotated and lemmatized text, which is disambiguated. So every word form is given one couple lemma tag, or as I told you, it is possible that there are more possibilities, and more possibilities can be in the output. So maybe I am going now to show you the tool. The tool consists of three parts. There is the text, which is divided into single words. Here is the context, all the context of the text, and here are so-called DA panels that contain lemmas and tags. You can see that there is possible to see the explanation of these tags. We use texts that were written by Professor Hayek. So now I am going to put the microphone aside, and I will try to cry. The annotator can choose a special word form, and then he continues to the panel where are all possible lemmas. In this case, there is only one lemma, and it can move to, or he should move to the panel where there are all possible morphological tags, and chooses one that is, according to his opinion, the right one. Maybe this one, I don't know. I'm not going to do it right now. The tool automatically continues, and we can choose another possibility. Now, these are not all right, but it's okay. It is possible to show all the lemmas, all the word forms that are in the text, or choosing this panel, it is possible to choose only those that are homonymous, that are not unique, that were not uniquely assigned the lemma and tag. It is also possible to choose filters. For instance, we may want for one annotator that he occupies only with I don't know numerals, so we can use this tag for this filter for, this is for word forms, for lemmas, and for tags, And if we want him to, if we want him to or her to occupy only with numerals, we can give beginning of the tags that are appropriate for numerals, and there are only numerals filtered out of the text. And we can see the context again in this context panel, and we can move and choose appropriate tags. You can see that, for instance, for abbreviation, there are really quite a lot of possibilities for lemmas and even more for tags. So I think that is what I wanted to show you about the filters. Because we have not much time, so I'm not going to show you the last possibility, the comparing of two different M layers. I can use again microphone. It is when human annotators use this tool or maybe another one, they usually differ in manual annotation. So it is this tool enables to compare different annotators how good they are in not how good, how they agree in their assignment of right assigning couple lemma and tag. So for this tool, I think that's all. If you have some questions, I don't know if we can postpone the questions to the end of the whole block, because no. So if there is a question, I can briefly answer the question, and if not, I am going to give the word to my colleague Jan Štěpánek, who will tell you something about another annotation tool, Thread. He will introduce himself.